This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Now, the last caller in the last hour brought up a what sounded like a violent fantasy about coming into the studio and murdering Daryl and I in front of you, Melanie. Apparently,
right, yeah, there's this weird thing people do on a fairly regular basis where they don't like something I say, and so then they threaten to kill Ian. And I don't know why that is exactly, but it's kind of weird. Maybe they just hate you more.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll just take, like, any excuse to shoot you. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I've been on the air longer, so it's certainly possible that more people hate me.
You've
more.
You've poisoned the well more as yes. well.
Maybe it's your fault for letting me on here. Like, I don't know. Like, it just makes very little sense to me.
So there was some sort of confused question that was wrapped up in that, or as you said, an ad hominem disguised as a question or whatever that was. But I think that it does, you know, lead us to a larger topic, and that is of proportionality. Now, presumably the person who would be coming in and murdering somebody would be upset at those people for something that they said on the radio in the case of the example given, which, of course, is definitely not proportional if you're
upset.
Well,
that's not even defensive force, though. Right. It would have to first be defensive force in order to be proportional.
Okay, well, we'll get into that.
Defensive or retaliatory.
I was doing my best to try to connect to
topic. We can do that, but just shooting someone because you don't like them isn't
some people say words hurt.
It's initiatory force.
Some people say words hurt.
But it doesn't initiate force.
But if words hurt, then that would be the initiation of force.
No, it might be the initiation of hurt. Hurt feels. But it's still not the initiation of force. Because you know what you can do? If you just hate a particular show so much that it causes you to want to drive to New Hampshire, find a particular building, mm-hmm. break into it, and somehow you think you're going to succeed in doing that to the point where you're going to actually shoot people successfully, then maybe what you need to do is close the tab or turn the dial
yeah.
or something if you're actually becoming homicidal to that point.
Good advice.
So that alone, the fact that you can do that tells me that it's not initiatory anything. It's just you, I don't know, because like, I don't understand why people do that. Like, I really hate cops, so I'm
yeah.
not watching cop podcasts. Why would I do that? I don't know.
You don't watch Cops on television, the cop TV show, Cops?
No.
It's been around for, what, like 30 years?
In fact,
years?
When I happened upon people watching it, I would just stand behind them and root really loudly for the other team until they either told me mean things or turned it off.
Now, do you know what the most, since you had mentioned the Cops television show, the most popular show in prison is? It's Cops. Everybody likes watching Cops. And then the funny thing is, all of the guys are like, if I'd have done that, I wouldn't have got caught. Well, apparently you did get caught because you're in here.
Right. Yeah, there's not a lot of smart criminals
yeah,
in prison.
Cops and the world's dumbest criminals are like the show.
That's another show. Okay.
Well,
yeah, that's another show. But those are the
yeah.
ones that the people in prison love watching.
Stockholm Syndrome is a thing, and people are weird, so people watch shows regularly about things they do. People watch shows that are about their job. I don't know why anybody does that. It seems insane to me, but humans do that. I'm not a very good human. humans do that.
No, it is definitely disproportionate, though, to use violence against someone who uses words against you.
Well,
right?
It's not That's disproportionate because it's initiatory.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. But the idea of proportionality is that you are responding to the initiation of force, right? That
right.
The
so you have to first be responding to the initiation of force in order for proportionality to even
I understand. I understand you don't see it this way, but there are a lot of people in the world who believe that they have the right to respond to words with violence.
Most of those people are not making that argument based on anarchy or voluntarism.
I didn't say they were. I didn't say they were.
But then proportionality is not part of their thought process.
All right. Well, I tried.
We can still talk about proportionality.
Well, and
what you're doing
states,
is you're making it look even worse by associating it with just plain initiatory force.
Well, in some states, there is what are called the fighting words doctrine.
Right.
To what where, is that?
Yes, I agree that the government has declared that in some instances it is okay to shoot people because they said mean things to you.
If somebody uses quote unquote fighting words, and that's not necessarily defined as sort of like, you know, the pornography or obscenity. I know it when I see it. I know it when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, you know, a lot of states that have the fighting words doctrine to where if somebody walks up to you and says, I'm going to F you up,
mm-hmm.
you have a right to then defend yourself.
Yeah, that's not fighting words, though. That's an actual threat. Fighting words is when someone basically upsets you. It's almost like the manslaughter defense, but without prison. It's when somebody upsets you so bad that a reasonable person would just snap and violently attack you.
Now, you went to law school, so you probably studied fighting words at some point?
Yeah. It was in the Constitution.
That's basically, you know, what I'm talking about here is there are people out there who believe that if you say something that is offensive enough to them, that they have the legitimate ability to use violence against you. And it's a shocking number of people.
Yeah, and there are
people
out
there
who believe that if you exist, they have a right to take 60% of your income.
Right. It's wrong on both on both of those occasions. And that's, you know, one of the things that I wanted to point out, that is never okay to respond to words with violence. The appropriate and proportional response to words is more words. If you want to respond, say something back. You know, speak out. Post on your blog. Post on your, you know, your social networking sites. Let it be heard what your opinion is, rather than trying to extinguish the opinion of the other person through violence.
Well, and if you had a good argument, you would make it.
That's
why people do that. That's why people, beat him up. Well, no, you didn't. You didn't have an argument, and so you decided to react some other way because you were incapable of reacting with an argument. If
That's
you had
a
an
really
argument,
good point.
You would have made one. Beating someone up is not an argument. It doesn't prove you're right. It proves that you're violent.
Now, we come to the larger level of proportionality, which is the discussion that Daryl, you and I have actually been wanting to have on a Monday night.
I mean, we can't just declare that we're going to talk about proportionality and talk about
can.
It. We don't have to pretend that
we can.
So, friend of the show, Davi Barker, posted on
Muslim agorist
posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. He says, square this circle for me. Some libertarians believe there's no proportionality necessary in retaliatory force. So they say death is justified if a child trespasses on your petunias. And some libertarians believe most conventional parenting strategies constitute aggression against the child. Two questions. Doesn't that indicate that a child who is disciplined is justified in killing their parents in retaliatory force? Question two, doesn't that indicate that virtually any abusive parenting strategy is justified since the child is always trespassing?
Okay,
how do you respond?
Okay, the child is not trespassing, and we can get back to that. But, okay, so, and I don't really have a good answer when the aggressor is a child, because then there's a larger question that I haven't really figured out yet as to, is a child, an actual child, not a 17 and 360-day-old, but a child...
Like 7, 8 years old.
Yeah, a moral actor and therefore capable of initiatory force or anything else, and if they are, since most children are treated as property, which is just a well-kept slave, basically, does that take away from their moral actor capacity or not? I don't have a good answer to that. But
so
if an adult,
what about his first question here, where he says, could a child kill their parents if they are spanked?
Okay,
so that's an excellent question.
Spanking your child is aggression.
I consider that to be
violence. Can your child then kill you because you spanked them?
Okay,
so hold on. Before you answer the question, because the reason you're even asking this question is because there's a lot of people who call themselves libertarians who believe that there is no such thing as proportionality, meaning that if, you know, the classic example, the little girl is stepping on your flowers outside of the old man's
or
house.
Or I steal your drinking mug.
Nope, aggression.
You can kill me to retrieve your mug.
Right, or, you know, should the girl stomping on the flowers out front of the old man's house be able to be shot to death by the old man? Because she's violating his property rights, so therefore, maximum, you know, response could apply. That's what we're going to get into coming up here at Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us here. Bring up anything you want. For those of you just tuning in, we are talking about the idea of proportionality, and that is, should a response to violence against you be proportional to the violence against you, or to the property crime against you, or to whatever the violation is of your person or your property? Should the response be proportional? Meaning, you know, for instance, if the classic example of the girl trampling on an old man's flowers, he comes out with a shotgun and blasts her. Most people would say that is not a proportional response.
It's not a proportionate response.
It is not. So, Melanie, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but people who generally are against proportionality would support the old man blasting the little girl with a shotgun for stepping on his flowers. Are you one of those people?
No. Okay, and so supporting disproportionality, I think you mean, or not supporting proportionality, is not exactly my position. So
yeah, I want to know is what your position is before I jump to any conclusion.
Okay, here. So there's two questions and they're separate. One is proportionality part of the NAP?
The non-aggression principle.
And the answer is no. And one is, should you be disproportionate? And I think the answer is usually not. So,
okay, well, that's good to know. So just to clarify, the non-aggression principle is the idea that you should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals.
Well, no, that's the FSP.
That's the libertarian.
The non-aggression principle says to not use initiatory force.
Right.
For any reason.
For any reason. Yeah, that's true. And so what you're saying is that when somebody is initiating force, that is generally not appropriate to use disproportionate force against
right.
them to stop
usually
them.
Not. I don't want to have a universal statement against that because, you know, weird things happen. So
if I steal your paper clips, I deserve death.
No. That's, I said usually not.
So at what point do you kill me for stealing your paperclip? Do I have to shoot a gun at you? Because then that would be a proportionate
it
response.
Would be.
Okay,
yes.
So in that question, can I shoot you for stealing a paperclip? Okay, and so the first thing is, just because it's the non-aggression principle, it's not the non-things Melanie doesn't like principle. Lots of things are really, thinking of words I can say, a really horrible behavior, but they don't violate the NAP. It does not violate the NAP to smoke crack 23 hours a day. That doesn't mean you should do it. It does not violate the NAP
right.
to call
right.
people
but,
up and annoy them. At,
well, but the question, Melanie, is not, you know, does something violate the non-aggression principle and that only? Our question to you is, do you think that it is moral or ethical, not can you fit it within the non-aggression principle?
Okay, proportionality is usually immoral, not always. And so even in that question,
hold on. When you say proportionality is usually immoral,
well, acting outside of proportionality is usually immoral.
Okay, that makes much more sense.
What you mean is disproportionate response is immoral.
Usually.
Okay.
And because...
So she's not as bad as we had presumed.
Correct.
I write about this and post about it all the time. I talk to you about it all the time. I don't know what else.
You always do this thing of
it was not the appropriate thing to do, and it doesn't violate the NAP. And you're like, oh, okay, and kept eating.
That's good to know.
Right, but you always do this thing to where you try to fit it, you know, does it fit within the three letters of NAP, not whether or not it is moral
well,
and
right,
ethical.
Because if we're here to talk about whether or not things are moral, then we're going to talk about stripping and hard drugs and staying up till 5 and only being half as productive as you could be. If we're here to talk about the NAP, that's a much more specific. And I mean, we could talk about different, you know, the NAP and morality at different points.
The
you know,
non-aggression
same,
principle. I always have to keep saying it because, you know, some people might just be tuning
right,
in.
Yeah.
They don't know what the NAP is. Well, I like naps. They're fun to take naps.
I can't tell you the last time I had a nap.
And I mean, I do have a problem with people pretending that things are part of the NAP or convincing themselves or believing that they're part of the NAP when they're not, because that causes philosophical issues.
So then you would agree then that morality goes much beyond just the non-aggression
principle. Oh, absolutely.
Principle.
I hope so.
Okay.
If you're only abiding by the NAP, one evil person.
There are people that do that.
Okay, and there are people who are become cops. That's kind of irrelevant.
Right.
No, it's not irrelevant because what we're saying is, you know, like, there are people that do what we thought you were promoting.
I've not heard of one.
Well, wasn't it Cantwell that originally made the paperclip argument?
Yes.
Did you read that article? Because it specifically says in there, and if you do this, you're a horrible human being.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. He wrote an article about it?
That's not an exact quote. Not an exact quote, but that's what it says at the end.
I was there when he was arguing about it with Allie Havens next door at the Keene Activist
Which
Center.
Time he did that multiple times.
Right, yeah. So, I mean...
I didn't even know he wrote an article about it.
I didn't either.
What was it titled? When to Shoot the Mailman?
I don't remember what the title is. Well, how would I know about it? I wasn't here then. How would I know?
You're the one that read the article. We didn't even know there was an article.
So, yeah, you can join the conversation here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I'm glad we had that conversation because now let's roll back into the question from Dobby and just let Melanie answer it. So the first question of this scenario about a child responding to an abusive parent.
Yes. So it says, since most libertarians, or rather since some libertarians believe that most conventional parenting strategies constitute aggression against the child, does that indicate that a child who is disciplined is justified in killing their parents in retaliatory force?
Okay, does it violate the NAP? No, because most things don't. Is it appropriate? I mean, I would have to have a lot more information than that, because there's a difference between somebody who smacks you a couple times a year versus somebody who beats you with an inch.
The question doesn't say appropriate. It says justified.
They're not even twice.
Well, right, but whether or not it's justified depends on whether you're using this against somebody who smacks you twice a year or against somebody who beats you and starves you on a regular basis.
Right. So, what we thought her answer might be is not what the answer was. Now, look, what's interesting, though, the parents that you're talking about here that he's referencing, they believe that it is aggression to have your child brush their teeth. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about those peaceful parenting
folks.
Okay,
there's like people in the middle of that. Whereas, no, you do not have the right, because you have a trusteeship over the child. You don't have ownership of the child. Because if you own things, you can destroy them, you can rape them, you can, you know, rent them out as labor in dangerous, low-paying, highly dangerous field. You can do anything you want to a thing you own. You don't own your children.
So let's own humans.
Let's take a specific example. Right. Let's take the example of a parent who hits the child out of anger, perhaps, but that doesn't happen very often. What is the appropriate response? Would it be appropriate for the child to respond by putting the parent down? Like, you know, if the child had the ability, say, a karate chop kind of move where he just takes down, you know, just takes down dad and knocks him out completely. Totally justified?
I'm leaning towards yes.
I would say yes on that as well. Not kills dad, but just, you know, knocks him out.
Well, you said takes down. That's what takes down means to me.
No, I didn't mean kill.
Like, yeah, so just knocking him down.
Single leg takedown.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You want to make a difference in the national electoral scene? Maybe have a chance at seeing a better candidate from the Libertarian Party in 2020? Well, the only way to do it is to get involved with the National Libertarian Party. And you can do that by getting a free membership over at lp.org/FTL. Now, we did look a little further last night, Daryl, into this, because I said, well, is this the only way that you can get the free membership? And you said, no, it's been there for a while or whatever. But I actually went to their page of joining the LP, and it's nowhere listed on the how to join the Libertarian Party
page. It's not
listed
on the join page.
Right. So it's not exactly obvious on their website how you find
this. Correct.
So we've made it easy for you to find this page. You go to lp.org/FTL and you get a free one-year-long membership in the Libertarian Party, which means you can be a delegate at their convention. As I understand it, there's different rules in different states or whatever on how you become that. But you do have to be a member of the party first.
Right. And you could be either a member of the state or the national.
Right.
Some states require that you're a member of both.
So this is only for National Libertarian Party membership.
Yes.
lp.org/FTL. Just go there and you can get signed up for free. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about proportionality, the non-aggression principle, retaliatory force here in moments. So we've got Steben on the line listening in Seattle. Go ahead, Steben.
Hey, guys. Actually, it's Steven. There may have been some mistakes.
Apparently there was. Sorry, Steven. Go ahead.
It's all right. I just want to chime in a little bit about what you guys talked about and the morality of a kid kind of defending themselves against a parent who uses violence against them. or you know, physical force against them. I mean, the morality of that, of course, depends on the context, right? I mean, if the parent's beating the kid, right, and they have to know, jiu-jitsu or something, and they're well within their rights to defend themselves. But but there are definitely other situations in which the kid would definitely be in the wrong. I mean, imagine a kid who happened to know jiu-jitsu or whatever, and he decided to play around with another kid with an arrow, a bow and arrow, and he tries to shoot an apple off the kid's head, and the parents there, the dad or whatever, catches him right before he releases the arrow, and knocks the thing out of his hand and smacks him on the butt. I mean, that's totally definitely a corrective or constructive disciplinary action. And if the kid beat the crap out of the dad, the kid would definitely be in the wrong. But of course, he's a child, so you can't exactly hold him accountable, not to the fullest extent like you could with an adult.
Well, and I would say that, knocking the bow and arrow out of the hand would also be defensive force on behalf of the kid with the apple on his head.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say at that point you would have a requirement. Like, if my car is driving down the road by itself, I have to go do something about it. So if my kid is shooting an arrow at someone, I have to go do something about it. So that you would be required to stop him. I still think you would be wrong to hit them, because if you're saying that someone is deserving of violence as punishment, then you're saying that they're old enough to make decisions. And if they're old enough to make decisions, then they don't need a trustee anymore, and so you're enslaving them. So either
I understand what you're saying, but it's not punishment. I mean, it depends on the age of the kid.
Well, taking the arrow away isn't, but hitting him is. And that's one that I would kind of be more... Hitting someone after the fact isn't punishment?
No. I mean, it would depend on the person, but no, it's... That's constructive. That's training.
No, I think taking the bow and arrow out of the hand is constructive.
Yeah, to call hitting someone constructive, I think, is a little bit not exactly the definition of what is constructive. I mean, by definition, hitting someone is a destructive act.
Not in this context. Now, let me be more specific with the age. Let's say it's an 8-year-old kid. It was absolutely an 8-year-old kid who has no idea or very little idea of the consequences of his actions. He's definitely innocent and has.
Is hitting him going to give him an idea of the consequences of his actions somehow?
It's going to train him to not shoot a bow and arrow at someone.
It's going to train him to avoid people who hit him.
It's going to train him to learn that when he does something that big people don't like, he will get hit.
It'll also train him to learn that violence is how you solve problems.
That's one lesson they could take if you don't train him not properly in other ways. But this method has been tried for thousands of years. Like, the example most people use
is... The method of hitting your kids, you mean?
Of that method? Training them, yes.
Hitting them.
The example is like a hot stove, right? You don't want them to touch the stove at all. You don't want them to...
Okay, if a child that lacks the developmental capacity that is your child to touch the stove, that is capable of touching the stove, that is your fault.
Well, if the child touches the stove, they're going to get burned, and you don't need to hit them again after that.
And they will learn very quickly not to touch the stove. I learned quickly at a young age not to stand up on chairs because I stood up on a chair one time. My mamaw said, "Daryl, you
don't
sit down before you fall out of that chair and crack your head wide open."
Oh,
I sat down, then fell out. I lost my balance when I sat, fell out of the chair and cracked my head wide open, and I don't think I ever stood up on a chair again.
Sure, and if you're a kid who doesn't yet have the capacity for reason to be reasoned with, then let them pain like that is the only way you're going to learn. So you have two options.
How old does a child have to be to have that capacity in your mind? Is there a certain age?
No. There is no specific age. It varies on the kid.
What would you say without any kind of
average?
Mental, excluding children with mental capacity issues, just standard kind of age range, what would you say is the age at which you should stop hitting your child?
And start reasoning with them?
Yeah.
It would be a range, I guess. I don't know. Eight or nine to on up.
That's a lot of beatings. That's just, it's disturbing. I know there are a lot of people who think the way that you do, Seven. You already used the justification that it's been going on for, you know, thousands of years, but of course that is an...
And what we have to show for that is the planet in its current state,
yeah.
Or the population in its current state.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's see, which argumentum is that ad
argument from consequences is the English translation.
I was going to say,
there's
it's
also
an old
the
argument.
One of, well, it's all that's how it's always been before.
Yeah,
we've always done it that way before.
We don't beat other people who are developmentally either disabled or not there yet. So we don't go and we don't beat Alzheimer's patients to keep them from touching the stove. And if you did,
right.
You would go to jail. And everyone would agree with you going to jail.
Right.
A lot of people would be on the comment section being like, you know, forget about jail, shoot him. Like,
okay.
We don't, that's not a response to being developmentally behind.
It's so the appeal to tradition, also known as argumentum ad antiquitatum or argumentum ad traditio. I like ad traditio, that's a little easier to to pronounce. So it is faulty, but the faulty but familiar argument that some policy, behavior, or practice is right or acceptable because it's always been done that way. This argument ignores the prospect that even if something has been done effectively for a long time, that it could still be done better or more efficiently. This fallacy is also known as the "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" fallacy. Though it may not be broken, it could be improved.
Well, but it's. This
but
isn't
it
even
is
something
broken.
That isn't broken. This is very broken. The state of human beings is very
agree.
Broken.
Yeah. And using
but
violence.
But a broken clock is right twice a day as long as you're using 12-hour time and not 24-hour time.
Wait a minute, Daryl. If you hit that clock enough, it might be right three times a day.
Yeah, it's not just a broken clock. It has to be a stopped clock, and it has to be a 12-hour face clock for that to be true.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Shouldn't people, you know, rise above the level of violence that they've always had for thousands of years? Shouldn't we, you know, go beyond whatever the instincts are that we have? We are capable of it, aren't we? 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts or on Skype at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, so Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know what? We have a new Secretary of State, and one of the things that...
What, is Hillary, does she resign or something?
No, I think Hillary's not been Secretary of State at the national level since 2013, but I think Sarah's talking about in New Mexico.
Shows what I know.
Because she always calls in about things that happen in New Mexico, except for when she calls about the really fast choo-choo train in California.
So what which Secretary of State were you talking about, Sarah?
Well, she talked about the...
You're talking about the one in New Mexico, or are you talking about the one at the national level?
Yes, one in New Mexico,
okay,
our state. Okay, now, she talked about same-day registration and same-day voting. Now, my question is, you know, I'm curious whether it was just hot air blowing out of her mouth like they always promise and yap just to get elected, or whether she's really going to do it, because California and Oregon, they were working on that. Because, you know, people just want to do things. It's a right-now culture, right? You want something, you want to register to vote and vote right there. So, you know, I wonder if she's really going to do it. I'm kind of excited, you know?
Well, this is something that you're going to agree with me on, Sarah. I support the idea of same-day voter registration. It's something that we have here in New Hampshire, and it's a really convenient feature for just one of the reasons you just cited, which is that people, a lot of them are last-minute deciders on this kind of thing. They may not be paying attention to the election until the last month, up until the election. They may not have really made up their mind as to whether or not they want to vote. And the average person doesn't know what all the obscure election rules are about how many days in advance of an election that one must be registered to vote before one can actually cast
one's
vote.
I mean, I think most people know that they have to register to vote. I mean, you don't have to
know that, but they
don't
know how
familiar with the candidates to register to vote.
Yes, but they don't know how soon in advance or how long out from the election they have to be registered. Like in Florida, I think it was a 30-day window. So you had to, if you showed up at the clerk's office 2 weeks before the election, they would tell you, sorry, we can't take your registration
right
now.
I mean, but you register either when you turn 18 or when you move. So it's not like...
Not necessarily.
Well, that's when you should do it. I mean, assuming you're a citizen.
But plenty of people don't vote.
Not having to wait for, like, a green card or something, but...
But plenty of people don't vote, and there's a large swath of Americans who aren't even registered to vote.
Right, I mean,
So let me ask this question,
Melanie.
Making
it easy for people who don't pay attention doesn't seem like the most positive thing ever.
So let me ask this question. You say that you should register to vote either when you turn 18 or when you move. Sounds to me like you would support something like Motor Voter that allows people to register to vote when they get a new driver's license.
Right. Automatically, when you get a driver's license, that you automatically register to vote. Either that.
Yeah, well, I don't see if that's how they have it in Louisiana. That seems reasonable.
New Hampshire does not participate in Motor Voter because if a state participates in Motor Voter, then they also have to allow people to walk around with voter registration forms and be able to register people to vote. And the Secretary of State of New Hampshire wants it to be difficult to register to vote, to where you have to physically present yourself to the city clerk and tell the city clerk, I wish to register to vote. And
okay,
then you fill out a stack of forms there.
That I have a problem with, because first of all, that means, and I posted about this when you did it, it means in Manchester anyway, that you have to pay, and I think it means that in Keene too, that you have to pay to register to vote if you don't live like two blocks away, because the only parking there, they don't have a parking lot, they have a paid parking lot like two blocks down, and they have paid city parking, and they're only open when it's paid. So that's a problem, and also illegal. And
that's interesting.
The fact that you have to physically show up to a city office building, I have a problem with, because that discourages people who work the hours that most people work from voting.
Right. So that's
and
why
that is a problem.
That's the primary reason that New Hampshire has same day voter registration. Because
the primary reason?
Yeah,
the not wanting to hold on, Sarah. Hold on, not wanting to participate in Motor Voter, and because not everybody can make it to the city clerk is, as I've heard testimony from various people, that's the reason we have same day voter registration.
New Hampshire does it perfect. I mean, I was disagreeing with part of what New Hampshire does.
Right.
So you don't have to know who you're going to vote for to register to vote. So you don't have to have your candidate chosen when you register to vote. And if you don't move, register and then you stay registered.
Right, but there are some people that never registered to vote to begin with.
Who may decide, hey, I want to vote this time around.
Right.
I've never
and
voted
like,
before.
Oh, I like who these candidates are.
Let's let Sarah jump in here. Go ahead with your thoughts, Sarah.
Well, yeah, it's just amazing. Like you were saying, they all want to, all of a sudden they want to vote. When all the polling places are open, everybody's voting, and then they want to register. And all they require is like 28 days, 4 weeks before to register to vote. But even that's such an inconvenience that these voters can't figure out, can't think about something 4 weeks ahead to register to vote. So we're trying to push this same day registration and same day voting. And Oregon and California is planning on doing something like that, and I'm very surprised that guys already have it. You know?
So what is the response? I'm going to just play devil's advocate here. I'll take the other side of this. The people who are against same-day voter registration, they would say, well, that is just going to be rife with fraud. there are going to be people coming
That's
in there.
That's not my argument.
I'm not saying. I don't even know what your position is. I wasn't going to presume that you were against it. It sounded like you might have been. But this is a common argument against it. You'll hear it in New Hampshire when there. I'm sure there's a bill in to get rid of same-day voting registration.
Probably. I'd have to double-check, but I think
there
is.
They keep coming year after year or every other year. They're putting these things forward. So one of the objections is, well, we've got proof of this fraud. There's people from Massachusetts that'll vote in Massachusetts, then they'll come north to New Hampshire, and they'll vote Democrat in New Hampshire. So it tends to be Republicans who are against the same-day voter registration, and they cite that as their excuse. Daryl, what do you say, or Sarah, what would you say to that objection?
Well, voter registration is...
Sorry, I did ask you both at the same time. I apologize.
Voter fraud is already a crime, so you don't need to make it doubly illegal. So if there's any evidence of voter fraud, then investigate that. But what the Attorney General has found is that there's almost no voter fraud in New Hampshire.
If getting rid of same-day registration wouldn't make same-day registering illegal, it would make it impossible. So instead of making it doubly illegal, you would just make it more difficult to commit fraud, if that's the argument, and that's not my argument.
No, the argument, they're making two arguments simultaneously. The one argument is people are voting in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, which is already illegal. You can only vote in one state in one election. Mm-hmm. So to make it an extra offense to attempt to vote in New Hampshire as somebody voting on the same day. Basically, they're trying to make something that's already illegal doubly illegal.
Well, I think they're trying to make it more difficult, which is a different thing.
Right. I have a comment about that. All this, 4 weeks before to register to vote was implemented in New Mexico, maybe 100 years ago, before we had computers. But now we have computers, if you give them your driver's license number and they ask your social security number, they know who you are right away, just bring you up.
So what's your driver's license number?
No. Sarah, good call tonight. It's nice to agree with you on something. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Max on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to chime in really quick. We did vote on a couple of bills up at the State House. I was a state representative for the last 2 years. And they're going to bring up the issue of same-day register voting, and they have other bills for 10-day domicile and 30-day domicile or 30-day residency requirements. Now, I've stood at the polls almost every single election for, pro-liberty candidates and a couple of conservative candidates here and there. And we see every single year in Hampton and Manchester and some other places, you have people come in with out-of-state plates and bumper stickers for out-of-state politicians, Elizabeth Warren, Deval Patrick, whatnot. They come in, and Senator Hillary Clinton from New York. So they're coming in with out-of-state plates from as far away from, Connecticut and Pennsylvania. And then they're coming in, they come up to the Democrat sign holders. And,
hold that thought. I want to hear more about this because, I've heard the scary stories. A few years ago I heard that they were busing them in, that whole busloads of people were coming up from the other states just to vote in New Hampshire because it's pretty easy to register to vote here. You don't have to show ID to register to vote in New Hampshire. Should that be changed? It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.